Welcome to the Hospitium this afternoon for Create Your Future. I'm here with two chaps from Biomation. They've been doing some really cool animation with some clay puppets. I think they're clay anyway, but their heads come off and they're really, really weird. And they've been doing stop motion stuff, but I don't know what it is. Can you tell me some more? Who are you and what are you doing?
My name's Dan. This is Simon. We're representing a brand called Biomation. Which is a Wellcome Trust funded, originally Wellcome Trust funded project. We've been making sort of stop motion films, animated films, sort of multimedia productions with young people with different health conditions. The idea being to make accessible, age appropriate resources for young people, by young people. I think so far we've done what, 6-7 films?
Yeah. Something like that. So what we've been doing today is we've got set up with just a simple camera, laptop, bit of software and some clay figures, and just been showing people how to do really simple stop frame animation, because it always looks quite difficult and advanced, but even if you have a simple setup, you can create something pretty good. And it seems to have been going quite well today. Everyone's been interested.
So how do you think this sort of active engagement with creativity and film and music can benefit young people in terms of defining who they are and what they might want to do in their future?
One of the main things with this is how accessible it is. It's sort of tech light. Once you know the basic principles, it's all about creativity, ideas, story, the technology sort of becomes, just sort of disappears beyond that point. So I suppose it's really just quite empowering for people, really, to see that I think technology can be off-putting to some people, but in this sense it just all falls into the background once they got on with what they're doing. So probably quite a positive first experience of sort of media production for them, I guess.
And I think anything creative sort of helps you, especially doing this kind of thing, and get sort of lost in your own mind once you start focusing down on what you're doing and generating these little characters. You can get quite, let your sort of mind travel away, and that's always good for creativity. So, I think it definitely encourages people to be more creative.
And I believe the project's been quite successful, so the young people are engaging with you, but it's in such a positive light that it's been nationally recognised, I believe.
Well, one of the films won an International Film Award at the Scottish Mental Health Film Festival, and we've had interest from TV channels as well about showing the films, and they're up on YouTube, and we've got sort of thousands of hits on them as well. So it's good to sort of have a project where the finished film is of use, and it's being used by doctors, clinicians, teachers, people like that, to show other young people about the film. So it's good that it's got a really useful sort of end result.
Yeah, we're getting a lot more interest from publishers, and so a lot of this is going for sort of mass publishing, particularly the more recent stuff. So, yeah, it's good to see that it's sort of getting out there beyond, to sort of a general audience.
Wow, it really sounds like the value of these products and the engagement is snowballing. So if anyone's out there and they want to check out some of this work, where can they find it on the internet?
It's all on www.biomation.org.uk, which is B-I-O-M-A-T-I-O-N. It's also on YouTube, B-I-0-M-A-T-I-O-N.
Should they get in touch with the website or any of you chaps individually?
Well, if they go to the website, they can find contact details for us on there.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Shooting off now.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Is that all right, bro?